Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Council, and this is Wonderful Wednesday. This is the day that you make a stronger, deeper connection to yourself. You see, when you can understand yourself and have that awesome relationship with you, be authentic, be unapologetically yourself, and just make life happen, then guess what? You are going to have great relationships with others, and just a whole host of good things are going to come into your life. I always have to throw in a little caveat. That does not mean that you won't have challenges. Doesn't mean you won't have problems pop up into your life, because that's a part of growth and learning. And sometimes we do things we know we shouldn't do, and we get the repercussions of that. With that being said, today we're going to talk about how to feel great, controlling negative self-talk in your mind. How you feel, it really does start in your mind. Now, I've talked about affirmations before and just constantly affirming the life that you want and having those step-by-step goals that you read daily. So I've talked about all of this before, but today I want to talk about using affirmations to control negative self-talk. How do you tap into those affirmations, add more energy to them so that you can actually control your negative self-talk? Have you ever heard a small voice trying to talk you out of doing the things that inspire you, or talk you out of a goal that would make you feel more complete if only you could accomplish it? And so you hear this small voice that's saying, you don't deserve that. Who are you that you should have this? And everyone's against you, and people are not on your side, and you're not going to get what you want in life. So why even bother? Do you hear things like that going on? Or do you start to say, what makes me think I deserve to have this or that or whatever it is that's good? What makes me think I can make this happen? Especially on those down days when you're really having some challenges. Unfortunately, when this happens, your brain believes whatever you tell it. But there's another side to that, to you, that allows you to make the best choice for your life and to make the best choice for your destiny. So it doesn't matter what you hear. It's about learning to control the negativity that's going on in your mind. So there is another side to you that allows you to make the best choice for your life, to make the best choice for what goes on in your mind. Allowing negative self-talk to hold you back, that doesn't feel good to you. So if you want to feel great, if you just want to have like these great days, then one of the keys is to start controlling the negative self-talk. You know, every single day you get up, that once again, it does not mean that you're not going to face challenges. It doesn't mean that everything's going to go perfectly for that day. That's not what that means. What it means is that you are, in a sense, preparing your mind to deal with anything, preparing yourself to step out and putting the right energy forward so that you can have the strength and also kind of develop the wisdom to handle any challenge that comes at you, to overcome that challenge. So if you want to feel great, then you've got to start controlling the negative self-talk. That means taking control of how you use affirmations, taking control of the affirmations that you say on a daily basis, taking control over actually stepping up and doing it, having the discipline to say your affirmations out loud. So you want to take control of by using affirmations that can ignite your powerful energy, which in turn will allow you to control your negative self-talk and replace it with some really feel-good energy. So that's really how you do it. Now, if you say, hey, I've been repeating these affirmations over and over again and nothing's happening, well, you want to check your energy level, because here's the thing. When you use your affirmations in the right way, then you will get they can give you the courage and the focus to boost your energy so that you can actually follow through on the necessary steps that you need to take to achieve your dream. Now, today, there are four steps to creating affirmations that can put you on track and keep you there. But today I'm going to give you two that will get you started. And at the end, you'll be able to get the other two, as well. So just kind of stay tuned, to the end, because I have a perk for you, a nice freebie for you that will help you to get all of the affirmations or get the information, the steps that you need to add that power to your affirmation. Now, let's get right to it. The first one is identify the negative self-talk that really holds you back. Now, that's not to be taken lightly, because I have to tell you guys that I can remember, and even now, sometimes, not lately, but periodically, there'll be negative self-talk that pops up in my mind, and I have to do something that will, you know, counteract that or put a lid on it or boost me up. So think about this. Do you have negative self-talk going on in your mind? Do you say things like, I can't do it, or, you know, I never follow through. Oh, I'm so lazy. Oh man, I am so lame. You know, I'm not good at making money. Yeah. And you know what? Hey, yeah, I need to be perfect. This has to be perfect before I get started. And so I've tried to change, but I just can't, no matter what. And on yesterday's show, you know, I talked about, some of my challenges with weight loss. And one of the things that I had to do was commit and said, hey, you know what? It's my body. I'm in control of it. And it's going to do what I wanted to do, because I'm going to do what it takes to make that happen. So negative self-talk that did pop up and said, hey, you know what? Give up. I mean, you're getting older. And as you get older, you know, your metabolism slows down. And hey, you know, it's just a normal thing. Not true. So my point is, identify the negative self-talk that really holds you back. If you hear things like, hey, what makes you think you can make a lot of money? Hey, it's not like you grew up in a family that had money. You come from a family that's poor. So hey, stands to reason there's going to be struggle and poverty in your life also. Don't believe that. So identify the negative self-talk that's really holding you back. And so when you can identify the self-sabotaging statements you're telling yourself frequently, then you'll be able to do something about them. And of course, the best way to really bring them to the forefront is to take the time to write them down. So identify the negative self-talk that really holds you back. And of course, take the extra step and write them down. It doesn't matter how many you have, because you know what? You want to get it out of your head. Okay. Number two, turn negative statements into positive statements. So you want to flip that negative self-talk right around. You know, instead of saying, I'm not good at making money. I'm no good at making money. You could say something like, you know what? I'm worthy of making more money at a job I love. Now, this is a show for entrepreneurs and for aspiring entrepreneurs. So when you say a job that you love, we're talking about that journey that you put yourself on for that you absolutely are excited about, that you're passionate about, and you're making it happen. Okay. So, and if you happen to be listening to this and you work a job, then guess what? I hope it is a job you love. If not, then you know you need a better plan, something that's going to help you to get what you want and have that fulfilling life. So you want to turn your negative statements around. We're talking about, I mentioned poverty. If you come from a family that was poor and all you saw was poverty, but you know, in your heart of hearts, you have this great product, this great business that you can start, and you believe it will help a lot of people, to include yourself. You know what? You need to kind of back away from the self-sabotage and start, turn that negative self-talk into more positive, something more positive. You know, say, you know, I welcome an unlimited flow of cash into my life. And just because I grew up in poverty, that does not mean that is my destiny. I'm in control of my destiny, and I see a destiny of wealth, filled with wealth, happiness, and all of the above. You know, I constantly attract opportunities that bring me what I want and what I need into my life to help me on my wonderful journey through life. So these are kind of the things that you want to talk about. Now, as I said, I'm only going to give you two because I wanted to keep today's show short. And I promised that at the end, you would get the other two. To get the other two, you can go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com/power affirmations. And not only will you get all four of these, which will give you the complete instructions for adding more energy and more power to your affirmations, I also took the liberty of providing a list of power words that you can use to create your own affirmations. So when you are turning these affirmations around, when you are turning them into positive statements, you want to look at that list and pick energy words, pick power words, pick words that will move the needle or move you forward and that will keep you inspired. So go to designingyourlifetoday.com/power affirmations and you can download this list. You can download all four of the techniques that you can use to give your affirmations an amazing boost. Listen, when you have that nagging voice that's going on in your head, that's telling you what you're not, what you can't do, and talking you out of your dreams, you are supposed to do something about that. It's no one else's fault. It's up to you to change your thought process. And you can start with affirmations. Affirmations are very powerful when they're done correctly. What happens is a lot of people just jot some affirmations down and they're not done correctly. And as a result, they don't get what they're after. They don't have that exciting life. They're not thrilled about where they're headed in their life. So you want to get the keys to creating powerful affirmations that will produce the results that you want. So, hey, you guys, just go there, check it out. And it's super exciting. I think you'll have fun creating your affirmations. And you know what? The thing about it is when you have these power words, and it's a short list that I provided, but you can feel free to add your own, but because these words will spark more energetic words in your mind. And so you can add your own list. Make this thing very personal because affirmations are about guiding your emotions, how you control your emotions, control your thought process, and how you actually focus your energy. So get this down. If you don't get anything else, do anything else to move towards your goals. Start with this. And I promise you, this will give you the spark you need to get going and doing life with power. Enjoy this wonderful Wednesday.